Congress is looking to update how we regulate toxic chemicals in the U.S. The Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA, gives the Environmental Protection Agency authority to regulate chemicals in the stuff we buy, like mattresses and plastic toys, and it hasn't been updated in 40 years. Ken Cook is president of the Environmental Working Group. He says the law needs to be rewritten, but new bills in the House and Senate still aren't enough to protect the public.
We've wanted to update this law for a long time. To be honest, the reason it's happening now is because of pressure from industry. Industry officials have said again and again that the public has lost complete confidence in the safety of chemicals. And one reason, I think, is because they're waking up to it, showing up, these chemicals, in all kinds of everyday product. We did a study a few years ago that tested umbilical cord blood and found an average of 200 toxic chemicals that were showing up in babies before they even came into the world. So the principal legislation we're looking at now, and this is a big change from the environmental movement of the past 50 years, is mostly legislation that was written by industry and originated there.
Well, let's talk about it. The U.S. House and Senate have both passed updated versions of TSCA. In layman's terms, what are the major changes they've made, and what are the basic differences between the two versions?
Well, some of the changes that have been made are good. They're almost no-brainer good, though. For example, over the years, people have complained that the Environmental Protection Agency was fundamentally unable to regulate toxic chemicals after the agency, under the first President Bush, lost a court case when EPA tried to regulate asbestos, whose hazards are very well known and health effects are definitive with respect to mesothelioma, for example, and asbestosis. But the law was so weak that when EPA tried to regulate it, failed. So what has happened now is the two bills will enable EPA to take somewhat better regulatory action. They will allow the agency to require companies to submit data whenever the agency has questions about the safety of a chemical. That's not something that could have been done before. There will be some preemption of state laws under both bills. We're very concerned about that because one of the things that's happened in the past decade or so is that as consumers have gotten concerned about chemicals in their products, in their homes, and in their bodies, they've gone to state legislatures and said, look, if EPA at the federal agency is not going to do anything, surely you can do something here in California or Washington State or Maine. So there has been a real increase in the number of state laws that attempt to do what the federal government has not been able to.
About the Senate bill, I've read that it is more favorable towards what some environmentalists would like, that it allows the Environmental Protection Agency to make a decision on the safety of new chemicals and doesn't have to prove that there's an unreasonable risk. Isn't that a big gain?
In that narrow sense, it's possibly better than current law. We won't really know because the safety standard that's being used in the Senate bill is one we've never used before. When EPA testified and they were asked in the Senate what might happen under this new safety standard, the agency said, well, we won't really know until the law is passed and we try and implement it. We wanted a standard taken from pesticide and FDA law that we felt would be much stronger. It's known as reasonable certainty of no harm. And under that standard, we felt like we had a much better chance of regulating the most toxic chemicals.
One of the questions I think that your organization has brought up about these bills is who will pay for the testing of new chemicals and also the ones that are already in use? Will the burden be on the EPA? And what will the timeline be like for that testing? Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Under either measure, we're looking at the taxpayer having to lift most of the financial burden to making sure any of the testing is done. The way we regulate drugs is with some pretty heavy fees from the drug industry under FDA. We were hoping that we would have a much stronger investment be required of the regulated industry here. And then there's the timeline based on EPA's estimate that there are probably 1,000 or so chemicals that deserve to have an expedited review because of health and safety concerns. We're looking at somewhere in the range of 50 to 100 years at the pace that's stipulated in the law before that will happen. We're very concerned about that.
And I'm just wondering what these new bills and this process says about the direction of environmental regulation in this country.
people are shocked to learn oftentimes that Congress hasn't passed a major environmental protection law, a law that's specifically designed to regulate an industry or multiple industries to protect human health, in 20 years. And the reason is that many of the companies that have been regulated over the 70s, 80s, and 90s, as the many laws we passed were put into effect, decided to fight back against regulation. And you see it right up through the presidential campaigns now, the pushback on any form of government regulation, but particularly environmental regulation. And I think we're at a point now where the public is starting to wake up to the impact of industry pressure. We're seeing it on every front, whether it's climate change or pesticides in food, certainly these toxic chemicals. And what is happening, interestingly enough, is a lot of the regulatory action is happening in the private sector. It's called regulation by retailer. This is where companies that are in the front lines facing consumers are basically saying, well, we're not going to sell products if consumers don't accept them. So they're going back up the supply chain through the formulators, back to the chemical companies, saying, we don't want sippy cups with phthalates in them. We don't want makeup with BPA and phthalates and other chemicals associated with them. All of these kinds of pressures have led the industry to kind of push through Washington legislation that's to their liking. But it's not going to make consumers happy, and I think it's in the end going to be opposed by almost everybody in the environmental movement.
Ken Cook is president of the Environmental Working Group. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.